Good morning, everyone. This morning I'm reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1. And he says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I have served from my forefathers with pure conscience that without ceasing I have remembered of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears that I may be filled with joy. When I call into remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed. For I know, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Well, that should be every one of our testimony if we're in Christ. That he has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And also we should be able to say that we should be able to affirm that he has given us his spirit, and that we are proclaiming the gospel because of Christ and his work in us. And sometimes I think when we're living in the world, we forget that great thing that he has done. I have believed and am persuaded. He says in verse 12 of this second epistle of Timothy in chapter 1, verse 12, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. There is a knowing. A lot of people talk about just hope, but there is a knowing. His spirit does bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. I'm glad to know that, that he gives us the assurance, the full assurance of faith. And so this morning, let us be encouraged in all of these things. And let us remember that we are prisoners of Jesus Christ. Meaning that he is going to keep us. He's going to keep us. He's not going to let us go. Chapter 3 of Ephesians, verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words. For by when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in Christ, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now to the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all holiness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even the body. Well, this is quite an interesting chapter as you go on through it. Says, be kind one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ hath forgiven you. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us as an offering, as a sacrifice to God for his sweet-smelling savor. Well, these are great words of exhortation and comfort to the believer in Ephesians 3 and 4. And he ends this in chapter 6 of Ephesians by saying, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. May the good Lord be with you in a special way this day is my prayer. God bless.